Hello. Welcome again. Welcome, and let us know who you are and where you're calling in from.
California,
Florida.
Welcome, California, Florida. Right off the bat, welcome, coast to coast. Who else is with us?
South Carolina.
Welcome from South Carolina. If you're just joining us, let us know who you are and where you're calling in from.
Otis Ray
from Indianapolis. Welcome, Otis from Indianapolis. Welcome, Wisconsin. I heard there too. Welcome.
Reginald Thompson, Grambling, Louisiana.
Welcome from Louisiana. Good to have you on the call with us.
Richard from Virginia. Chris from New York.
With Virginia and New York. That was good syncopation there. Welcome to the call.
Orange County, California.
Another Californian. Welcome, fellow West Coaster. Oh, we can't rub it in. The Californians can't rub in our warm temperature to the rest of the country. It's just not fair. If you're just joining us, we're about to get started on the call. One last time, if you want to hear your name broadcast around the country, just let us know who you are and where you're calling in from.
Roy from Wisconsin.
Welcome, another Wisconsin. Welcome to the call. Good to have you with us. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get this show on the road. Here we go. And welcome once again, everybody, to our GBG Thursday night product presentation or product training call, really. This is our special MA Plus IGP call. We'll be hearing from the formulator and manufacturer of MA Plus IGP, Mr. Robert, Mr. Robert Gauthier, or I say Monsieur Robert Gauthier when I try and practice my accent. But we're also going to hear from GBG physician Dr. Christopher Fabricius and a very special guest speaker as well. I want to welcome, of course, our GBG members, but also specifically all our guests and first-time callers. I know we get a lot of people on these calls that are calling in because somebody has asked you to check out information about this amazing product, or somebody you know has said you really want to hear this information. So to get the call started, I always like to make sure everyone understands that what we're talking about is an amazing product called MA Plus IGP, and that stands for Master Antioxidant Plus Intracellular Glutathione Precursor. It's a lot of big words, and you're going to hear about them tonight. It is the master antioxidant of your body. Everybody kind of knows that word, antioxidant. Intracellular means it happens between your cells. Precursor means that it's the thing that causes this master antioxidant to be made by your body. And glutathione is the thing itself. It is actually the master antioxidant that your body can produce when it gets the precursor that our product gives your body to have. So, a lot of big words. Here's the bottom line. It's really as simple as this. This product helps your body heal itself of almost anything and everything, and you're about to hear that tonight. In fact, before I introduce someone with their own personal story about how MA Plus IGP has helped them with their heart health, and tonight's topic focus on the call is all about heart health and how MA Plus IGP can really help create a healthy heart and have good heart health for you. But before I introduce an individual who's with us tonight, I want to read you just a short testimonial from someone that wrote in with this. And it starts like this, quote, "I have suffered over 20 years with systemic lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, epilepsy, fibromyalgia, and heart disease." And this is where he goes into detail. "My heart disease had gotten really bad. My aortic artery was blocked 40%, and my coronary artery was blocked 50%, and this was for more than the last 5 years. I started taking MA Plus IGP just 5 weeks ago. Last week, while my cardiologist was listening to my heart and doing an EKG, for those that don't know that, that's an electrocardiogram. It kind of gives the little radar scope of your heart. The doctor said he did not see any skipped beats, which was weird because this gentleman had been having skipped beats. He decided to do an ultrasound on my arteries. My doctor's nurse called me yesterday and asked, what was I doing? I got scared. I asked her, why? What is wrong? And she said, no, nothing's wrong. Your ultrasound was great. So I told her I'd started taking the ME plus IGP, and all she said was, keep doing it. It's working wonders. That's from Chris in New Jersey. So Chris isn't with us tonight. I want to thank Chris, but I do want to say if that isn't a testimonial about how ME plus IGP can promote good heart health, I don't know what is, other than to hear it live from the next speaker I get to bring on right now. I have the great pleasure of introducing you to this gentleman who himself has proven to us how amazing ME plus IGP really is. He actually lost half his heart in a massive heart attack, and he's had more than, at least nine, I don't know the count now, different ambulance rides to the hospital. Four of those times they told him he should get his affairs in order because he probably won't make it through the night. But he's still with us today. And in fact, as you're going to hear, because of ME plus IGP, he now has what he calls two different birthdays. I'll let him explain. From Southern California, although tonight I believe he's in Northern California, it's wonderful to have back with us Stuart Fingers, real life uncle, and everyone in GBG's adopted Uncle Lee. So Uncle Lee, thanks so much for joining us on the call tonight.
Hi, Michael, and thank you very, very much. I am so glad to be here tonight in more than just one or two different ways. Yes, over the last 22 years, I've had terrible troubles with my heart. I've been in and out of ambulances all of those years, and it just got really rough. But what I really want to talk about is what happened to me 13, 14 months ago, December 30th, 2012. I was at home with my daughter, and we were watching TV, and all of a sudden, I really didn't feel well. And she said, well, let's go to the hospital. I said, no, I'm not sure what this is. And she said, Dad, we're going to the hospital. So she got me in the car. She took me to the hospital. They got me there, and I don't really remember too much of what was going on. All I know is it was 3 a.m. when we got there, and by 3 a.m. the next day, they took a look at me, rushed me in to the ICU, and things started to happen. I'm sorry, Michael, it's just a little hard to go through it, but people were running around, things were happening, and I'm thinking to myself, or I yelled out, I don't remember, you guys better do something, you're losing me. And the next thing I know, I woke up, and I was in a room with nobody around, and I wondered where I was, and so on and so forth, but one thing led to another. I actually died, guys. I coded. I passed away. I was gone. Michael said several times during all of these years, they said to me, you weren't going to make it through tonight, and I didn't that night for 5 minutes. Well, they put in a defibrillator. They put in a pacemaker. They took out my gallbladder. They gave me antibiotics because my system was completely toxic. And I couldn't do anything, guys. I was in the hospital for 2 weeks to get me fixed up so the toxins were fought off by antibiotics. But they finally let me go home. And they told me that it's going to take a little while to recover, but I should do okay. Okay, they got me home, and I sat in my chair and for a week and 2 weeks, and nothing really was happening. It was almost a vegetable. In fact, I couldn't get to the living room myself. It's only 50 feet away from my bedroom. They had to put a thing above my bed with a thing hanging down so I could just get up enough to get my feet over the side of the bed and try and make it to the bathroom on my own. I couldn't take a shower for over a month, and finally they put a bar in the shower so I could hold on. I was weak. I had no strength at all. Well, that's a month, and then 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 2 months went by, and I'm still that way. I can't tell you what it's like to have been active for almost 72 years, literally, and then feeling like I can't do anything. Well, Stuart sent me some ME Plus, and by the way, it was a new formula, new and improved at that point. And thank God, what it did, after a week of taking the ME Plus, I started to actually feel better. After 2 or 3 weeks, I was walking around pretty good. 2 to 3 months later, I was almost back to myself. Here it is, 13, 14 months later, and I'm practically normal, guys. Listen to me. I can do things again. It's great to be alive. Michael mentioned earlier that I have 2 birthdays. Yes, I do. This year I had a birthday. I was 1 year old in December, and January 26th, I was 72 years old. And I'm here to talk about it. Guys, I had to die to understand proper nutrition. That was my wake-up call. And there's no better nutrition than what we have at GBG. The MA Plus and the 10-in-1 vitamins, but the MA Plus, most of all, got me back on my feet to where I could do things again. Like I said, I had to die for my wake-up call. Don't let this happen to you. Let my testimony be your wake-up call. You don't have to go through what I went through. And God, I'm a miracle. God brought me back. The MA Plus got me on my feet. But you, if anything happens to you, you may not be lucky like I was and come back. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family and live life. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Uncle Lee. Folks, I've traveled the country with Uncle Lee. I've spent years with Stuart and Uncle Lee, and everybody falls in love with Uncle Lee. Stuart and I show up, and they think they're there to meet us, and by the time we leave, they all in love with Uncle Lee. And Uncle Lee, I just want to say in front of everyone, I am so glad you're here today. I'm not sure if the people you beat at golf still after your second birthday are as glad, but I'm so glad that you're still here with us and playing golf. And everybody, he really is that excited and that energetic, and they didn't think he'd even be here. So I just want to say we have something really amazing. People, I read one from a gentleman who had it through his doctor's the EKGs and all the scientific proof, and you just heard it from somebody who shouldn't even have been here still. So to talk more about what it is that's creating these kind of results and how it is that what we're talking about can really do that for people, I once again have the pleasure of introducing someone. If you've been with us for a while, you've heard him before. I just got to say, it's always awesome to hear him, not only because of his wonderful accent, but because of his knowledge and expertise and understanding of how the body can heal itself if you just give it half a chance, so to speak. Those are my words. But please help me welcome back from Ontario, Canada, the formulator and manufacturer of our amazing MA Plus IGP, Monsieur Robert Gauthier. And Robert, bonsoir, bonne nuit, thank you, merci beaucoup for joining us again tonight. I can't really speak French, but I love throwing it out there when I can. So thanks so much for being with us, Robert.
Well, I'm happy to be here, Michael. I think you had a question for me.
I do indeed. And here's the thing, because there's a lot of new people on the call, and they're hearing how these people have had their heart health, as I'm sort of in layman's term putting it, been improved. So can you please help people understand how this substance called glutathione, which is a naturally occurring yet diminishing as we age substance in our body, how it can be good for heart health, and also just how it is that this product, MA Plus IGP, can really help them to increase their otherwise maybe declining levels of glutathione? That would be wonderful.
Okay, well, first Michael, we need to define health, because according to science and the medical institution, they basically define health as being a mere absence of disease. And we like to take it one more step and tell people, look, you know, the absence of disease does not say that you're healthy, because if they haven't diagnosed a problem, then basically you've got a problem that's just brewing, and one day it's just going to pop up. So I'd like to say that our definition of health is more holistic, but basically we define it as spiritual, emotional, physical, and financial well-being. So obviously, for those of you who are on the line tonight, you're saying, well, this is a big undertaking, but it's not that much of a big undertaking. If you hear Uncle Lee's testimonial, obviously there was God's hand in bringing him back, because if you die 5 minutes, most people would be brain dead, or at least would have brain damage from being out for that period of time. We've heard some cases that were up to 15 minutes, but they have quite a testimonials when they come back. So spiritual well-being is part of you know, overall well-being. Emotional well-being is also something where when you want to live or you have the fight still in you is part of the whole thing. But I believe what you want me to talk about, Michael, tonight is the physical aspect of why Uncle Lee or somebody with a serious heart problem can come back within a few weeks from being bedridden and dysfunctional to being functional and within 1 year to be actually happy and having a quality of life. And I'd like to say, people, it's not that mysterious. We basically have to go back to the essence of life in physical aspect is a cellular regeneration aspect that basically will make the difference. So for those of you who are on the line tonight for the first time, we basically go at the root cause of any disease, whatever it might be, and it's basically cellular health, because we don't define diseases per se, according to our company. We believe that they're all cellular dysfunction. So yes, we're going to give results when it comes to somebody who has a heart problem, as it is the case for tonight's testimonial, but we will also give a result for someone who might have loss of vision. And a lot of people say, look, you know, this product can be good, but it's not a miracle product. It can't be that you can work on the heart as well as working on the eyes, as well as working in other very distinct condition. And we tell them, you're looking at it the wrong way. Try to understand that basically you were created as human beings from the tip of your toes to the top of your head. You were basically created as a cellular human being. And if we take care of cellular health, then we take care of the overall, well-being of your body. So basically, Michael, I won't go into all of the four functions that we basically relate to the use of increasing intracellular glutathione. What I will say, though, is I will tell you a story about a gentleman in the United States who went to one of our conferences. His name is Richard, and he was taking $2,300 worth of pills to stay alive. He had had three heart attacks, many different diseases, and talked to our physician, the company's physician, says, well, should I stop taking my medication? He said, no, I would not tell you to do so, but I would tell you, why don't you go and have a look at the side effects of your medication and then take the product and see how you feel after a while. This guy went cold turkey. Stopped taking his medication after he could see that, one pill would give him, bloody nose, the other one, jaundice and all sorts of conditions, lack of energy and stomach conditions that were basically had trouble digesting his food. And he just went on the product, and lo and behold, this is many, many years ago. He's a truck driver, and the only medication he kept was for his high blood pressure medication. And the rest he got rid of, and he's having a quality of life. And when people say, well, what happened is very simply put, with the use of the product, what happened to this gentleman is we rebalanced his cellular function, which in turn worked on the tissues. The tissues work on the organ. In this case, in Uncle Lee, it's his heart. And then the organ worked on the supposed disease, because obviously what I will say tonight is many, many people are wrongly diagnosed. I'm not saying it's the case for Uncle Lee. What I'm saying is that people have a tendency to have, in the medical establishment, action, reaction. They attack a certain condition or a symptom, not knowing if they've got the right symptom or condition, whereas in this case, what we are doing is empowering the body to regain its intrinsic ability and desire to be disease-free at a cellular level, which in turn will work on the rest of your organs. So basically, Michael, it's a more synergistic approach to health, and it does not equate to just one condition, but the overall condition of the human body. And that's why Uncle Lee is here with us tonight to be able to show his enthusiasm and give us the hope in many instances for some family members who you might think there is no more hope, or that we're told by their doctors that
put your affairs in order because you are on your, you know, last leg of the journey. It does not have to be. And I will prove it to you one way. Anybody who's ever studied a bit of the human anatomy, every 7 years, you are not the same person. You are all regenerated to new tissues. So we can either decelerate this with dysfunction or accelerate it with cellular health. In this case, what we do with the right substrate is give you cellular health, which will help regenerate whatever dysfunction you happen to be living. So, Michael, that would be my answer to you when we call about health and especially heart health. Basically, it's just another organ basically made up of cells, and it just needs regeneration. So I will pass it back to you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Merci. Merci beaucoup, monsieur. Thank you. Robert, I can't agree with you more. It's amazing what our bodies can do if we just give them the fuel. It's like we've got these race cars or you know, Rolls Royces or whatever, but without the fuel, they can't go anywhere. But if we just give them what they need, they are designed to heal themselves. And so, folks, on this Valentine's Day Eve, when there's a lot of focus around the heart, we're just talking about how heart health can be available for everyone if you just give the vehicle that contains your heart the right input to allow the heart to stay healthy. And to get more into more detail about that, I get to introduce our final speaker for the evening, someone I love listening to and who, as with Robert, just is a wealth of expertise and information. He's a licensed primary care physician in Washington, the state of Washington, with 16 years of clinical experience. And he can do the things most doctors can do, prescribe drugs and deliver babies and do surgery. But he focuses on scientifically validated forms of natural medicine, which is what you just heard Robert talking about. Natural being the way the body can not so much medicate itself as heal itself. Medicine is theoretically about healing. I just know that this gentleman, who's been teaching other doctors and medical students alike for more than 10 years about natural medicine, really understands what we have our hands on here with MA plus IGP, and I kind of agree with him when he says most of us probably don't, because there's just such a wealth of potential that this product can do. Most people don't fully understand it. So to continue with the topic of MA plus IGP and heart health, it is, as always, an honor and privilege to introduce the totally amazing Dr. Christopher Fabricius. And Dr. Fabricius, once again, thanks so much for joining us on the call tonight.
Michael, it's a pleasure. Thank you. I want to thank all of you for taking your time on this Thursday night before Valentine's Day to spend some time with us to learn about this remarkable product, because the more you understand about it, the more you'll be confident and compelled to help people around you that you love who have problems with it. And boy, that's one of the best things I think that we're all called to do in this world, is to help one another. And tonight's topic is really centered upon cardiovascular disease and the ability of the body to heal through that, through the use of MA plus IGP. Cardiovascular disease is something that, as Michael had said in the beginning, if we don't personally have it, the odds are we certainly know of someone who does. It's a fact that 20% of all deaths in the United States, that's one out of five, are caused by myocardial infarction, right? A heart attack. Degenerative and arterial sclerotic heart diseases account for another 33% of the national death rate. Now, if you combine those, that means that over 53% of the deaths in the United States are implicated to cardiovascular disease. And I want to share with you an interesting and unsettling set of facts that most lay people are not aware of. Physicians certainly are. but it's something that's widely ignored in our culture, and I don't understand why. Frankly, I don't understand why conventional medicine is practiced the way it is in light of all of the scientific research that we have that validates and justifies natural medicine. But here's a bit of information I'll share with you that I think you're going to find shocking. In 1984, the Kellogg Foundation, which is a very well-known organization focused upon addressing chief challenges to our health, revealed that 98% of 7 to 12-year-olds showed at least one major risk factor for heart disease. 54% had three or more risk factors for heart disease. Think about that. Also, during their studies, they found that abnormally high cholesterol levels were recorded in 42% of the children in that study. This is not something that simply hits grandpa or grandma when we get over the hill, as it were. This is something that is affecting every single one of us. And there are a lot of different etiologic factors that go into what it is that results in cardiovascular disease in the body. Some of those I'm going to touch on this evening, because the beautiful truth is that MA plus IGP directly addresses those, and so it's important for us to understand what they are. First off, I need to give you a little bit of background education. Our blood supply system, our heart, is nothing without the lungs. The heart has arteries and veins. We contract the heart. We pump out a glut of blood into the arteries. The valves close. The elastic musculature around the arteries contracts and propulses that glut of blood downstream into smaller and smaller tubing, ultimately getting into what we call capillary beds, where red blood cells have to literally bend and stretch to twice their normal diameter just to fit through. And it's during that process that gases can be exchanged, oxygen, carbon dioxide, etc., so that the blood is actually a vehicle for distributing oxygen through the system. And that blood vessel through which the blood travels is lined with cells that we call endothelial cells. And those cells are crucial to understanding cardiovascular disease when we look at what's supposed to happen with them and what happens when they're not well and things go awry, resulting in cardiovascular disease. Injury to the endothelial cells, that is what we call the tunica intima, the inner lining of the blood vessel, is what ends up resulting in atherosclerotic plaque buildup. I'm going to talk about it from a very basic sense, just to give you a general understanding, and then we'll get into more details. You can think of free radicals, as you'll often hear us talk about, as basically the equivalent of microscopic bullets. On a microscopic scale, when free radicals are generated as a result of a number of things we'll get into, heavy metals, which we get exposed to from being exposed to automobile exhaust, combustion products, even if they come from our fireplace or cigarettes or whatnot, chemicals that are put into our around our buildings mandatorily by our towns for taking care of pest control and whatnot, flame retardants that are put in our clothing, the drugs that we take, all of these things, these toxic agents, end up generating free radicals. And on a microscopic scale, they act like bullets. And when a free radical is generated and pierces the lining, the membrane of one of these tunica intima cells, the endothelial cell, the inner lining of the blood vessel, that cell begins to leak its contents into the blood, just like if we were to get shot, our insides would start leaking out through that hole. Well, obviously that's not a good thing, and the body initiates what's called a clotting cascade. So we have fibrinogen and various types of platelets that begin the process of forming a clot. And we've all been cut on our hands, and as kids, I can remember as the scab was forming, touching the scab and being surprised at just how sticky that scab is. Well, that's just the way it is inside of your blood vessel. When your body starts to clot to close that microscopic wound on that cell, that clot is sticky and it starts to glom on to physical agents that are floating around in the blood, various cells, for example, red blood cells or proteins or white cells or whatnot. And as these things start to build up, it starts to choke off, kind of like a bunch of logs that are piling up in a river. It starts to choke off the flow of blood downstream. And we need that blood to keep flowing smoothly because it's carrying oxygen. If all of a sudden there's a clot and it stops the blood supply, well, that's what an infarction is. That's when you cut off the blood supply so there's no more oxygen coming in the blood to the cells downstream, and those cells need oxygen to live. And you can imagine if all of a sudden we cut off your oxygen to you right now, what would happen? Well, you'd die. You'd suffer for a bit, and then you'd pass. Well, that's what happens. If this happens with our heart, we call it a myocardial infarction, a heart attack. If it happens in our a tissue in our brain, we call that a stroke. And you can have these kind of what we call ischemic events, these shutoffs of blood supply due to the blocking of the arteries, right? Blocked arteries and whatnot. Occur anywhere in the body. It can occur in your kidneys, in your lungs, any tissue of the body whatsoever. And so it really comes down to, like Robert was saying, what's going on in the cells. Well, one of the things that we know is that glutathione, which is upregulated naturally and orchestrated and regulated by the body naturally with the use of MA plus IGP, is the quintessential antioxidant, and it will neutralize immediately any of the free radicals and thereby lower the free radical load on the system overall, thereby shutting down one of the biggest causative factors to the generation of atherosclerotic plaque. What happens is when the body starts to sense that, oh my gosh, there's a clot forming there and it's sticking onto things, the body in its wisdom says, hey, I can't have that happen. So what do you want to do? Well, you want to put a lubricant across that forming scab, something slippery, so that as the cells that are in the blood float by it and bang into it, they don't get stuck. And hence, that's why cholesterol is wisely put down over that forming scab microscopically to allow it as a lubricant to let the bigger cells and proteins in the blood bang into that, not get stuck, and slide by and continue to carry oxygen and nutrients and the materials we need downstream to the various cells and tissues and organs that desperately need them. And so our body begins to have this process as a safety net for in case there is free radical damage to our arteries. And we're supposed to be able, and thank God we have that system, to be able to put that on, cholesterolemic slide over that forming scab. The trouble is if we keep having consistent, regular free radical damage to the system, we have to keep laying down more and more of these scabs and more of these cholesterolemic slides over them. The arteries begin to get blocked up with cholesterol, with atherosclerotic plaque. And so it's critically important for us to recognize that, from the get-go, what do cells need to be well? Well, they need to have adequate levels of sufficient intra- and extracellular antioxidants. And you will not find a more potent antioxidant in the body to neutralize free radicals than you have in intracellularly produced glutathione. The word intracellular means that the cell produces it on its inside, and then it needs to be, put into the cell membrane, into extracellular tissue, and all of that based upon where it is in the body to make things happen right. So when we look at the first major cause of heart disease, and we see that it's damage to these cells that make up the inner lining of our blood vessels, and that's caused by what? Free radical damage. Right out of the gate, we begin shutting that mechanism down for causing damage to those cells. We also have to understand that excess fats, especially rancid fats or fats that are high in arachidonic acid from red meats, etc., especially from animal sources is what I'm getting at, create a lot of peroxidative lipid degeneration, and this catalyzes the creation of free radicals and the destruction of cell membranes, etc. Well, we know from research that glutathione is very, very effective at dealing with that, at giving the body what it needs to neutralize those processes that destroy the lipid lining membranes of our cells. We also know that homocysteine is very, very toxic to arterial walls. People that drink a lot of caffeine promotes the increase of homocysteine, along with a number of other agents. There's medical data that demonstrates that glutathione is wonderful at helping to lower the body's homocysteine levels. Nowadays, if you go into a cardiologist and ask them to assess your heart for, you know, your risk of heart disease, one of the things that without fail they will assess is your blood serum level of homocysteine. And the neat thing, again, is aside from the free radicals, even when we have homocysteine present, glutathione helps to lower that, and that's a clinical fact. We also have to look at oxidized cholesterol. When we have cholesterol that has been placed into the arteries at first as a stop loss, as it gets exposed to more and more free radicals, it becomes more and more oxidized and literally gets hard. Hence, we all have heard the term hardening of the arteries. Well, it's these cholesterolemic deposits that cause vessels to clog, and when they get hard as a result of continued free radical damage, it gets even more difficult to break them down. But one of the beautiful things that we know about glutathione is that it is directly one of the best things that our body needs to employ in order to actually begin breaking down those materials, solubilizing them and eliminating them, to not only lower cholesterol and triglyceride circulating values, but also to decongest plaque that has already been built up, to literally clear that from our atherosclerotic, those atherosclerotic plaques from the linings of our blood vessels. One of the biggest contributors to heart disease is heavy metal toxin exposures, especially lead. There's been a lot of research that has shown that. Cigarette smoke, car exhaust, factory pollution, water pollution, iron, cadmium, lead, all of these things that initiate what? Free radicals and destroy the competency of our tissues and organs to function well contribute to cardiovascular disease. Well, we know thousands of research studies, the incredible power of glutathione to actually clear heavy metals out of the body. Without glutathione, folks, you literally cannot clear heavy metals out of the body. And so with the use of MA plus IGP, upregulating our ability to produce adequate amounts of glutathione intracellularly, we are able to clear pent-up levels of toxicity, which may have been accumulating there in some of us for decades. Another interesting fact is chlorinated water. There was a study that found that some young soldiers during the Vietnam War that died, during their autopsies, they found that they had atherosclerotic deposits as if they were like an 85-year-old man on a poor diet. And they said, what the heck, we've got 18, 19, 20-year-old kids here. Why is it that they have so much atherosclerotic plaque? Well, they actually tied it back to and scientifically proved that it was due to the hyperchlorination that they were giving the water to kill all the different bugs that were in it. Well, chlorine, might kill those bugs, but guess what? It's damaging to our cells too. And so when it's circulating through our blood supply, it's scarring and damaging the tunica intima, the inner lining of our blood vessels, and starting that whole cascade of degenerative process that we just spoke about. It all comes down to oxidation of these tissues and whether or not we have the ability to naturally quell those free radicals and eliminate the things that generate them and give the body what it needs to actually do the repair healthily so that we can maintain wellness. And that is exactly what MA plus IGP does. It's interesting because if you go into a cardiologist's clinic or you go into a section of the hospital or a medical center that deals pretty strictly in patients with heart disease, one of the known truths that you'll find is that across the board, this is a medical fact, the blood and tissues of people with heart disease are marked by critically low levels of glutathione. That is a truism across the board. Any type of heart disease, what you'll find is that if you actually assess and measure their glutathione levels, that they are critically low. Well, guess what? That's one of the reasons, one of the most significant reasons behind why their systems were even allowed to get as bad off as they are, to have them showing up there in a clinic like that. It is an accepted medical fact that glutathione not only prevents but also reverses these dangerous conditions that result in cardiovascular disease. Beyond that, though, aside from, you know, dealing with the free radicals directly, aside from being a bile conjugator, which directly allows our bodies to optimize and normalize our cholesterol and triglyceride levels to healthy values, aside from the fact that it eliminates the various toxins that contribute to the degeneration of our cardiovascular system and the creation of the free radicals that do it, aside from the fact that it directly enables the body to decongest the atherosclerotic plaque off the walls of its blood vessels, aside from all of those different things, I'm going to tell you one more incredible reason why it's important for us to be taking MA plus IGP. And that is that when we experience a stroke, when we experience a heart attack, I'm going to just say an ischemic event because it could be, you know, impacting our kidney, it could be impacting our lung, our liver, wherever it happens to occur, that there's a choking off of oxygen, even if it's temporary, you know, that's impairing that blood flow downstream to carry the oxygen to where it's needed, and that tissue is suffering from ischemia, from not getting enough oxygen, right? That's why we call it an ischemic attack. Studies have shown that quite literally, glutathione enhances our ability to withstand oxygen deprivation. So even if you're starting off working with somebody that you love who, let's say, is obese and who has known arteriosclerosis and high blood pressure and high cholesterol and all these different things, well, you know, this isn't magic. It's science. And what we have to understand is that healing takes time. You don't take a fat guy, put him in a gym one day, and pull him out, and he's got a body like Charles Atlas, right? It's going to take the consistent, regular application of doing the things that are going to build health that ultimately are going to allow the body to summate enough therapeutic momentum to counter the degenerative condition that led them into the hole that they were in that prompted them to go for help. So the key thing that we have to recognize is not only are we giving them a solution to the problem, to actually help them address these issues over time, and every day they take it, every week they take it, every month they take it, the summated effects build. But let's say in the interim, let's say 2 days after you start, big fat 400-pound Uncle Harry actually does have a TIA, a transitory ischemic attack, where a blood vessel in his head spasms and shuts off the flow of oxygenated blood to his brain for a short period of time. It doesn't completely stroke out. It's kind of like a mini stroke, they call it, right? Well, here's the cool thing. If you're taking MA plus IGP and you're upregulating your levels of glutathione, the tissue's ability to sustain those deprivations of oxygen is greatly enhanced. So it protects us, it prevents the problem, it corrects the problem, it also helps to protect us even if, while we're in the process of dealing with it, we get a crisis and have a problem with an ischemic attack. So when we're looking at this, and we, you know, this is an obvious no-brainer for any of us that are 40 years of age or older. It's also an obvious no-brainer for us to be taking MA plus IGP if we're in any type of field that increases our exposure to various, you know, toxins and stresses that increase our likelihood for the development of having heart disease. But I also want to add, again, to build on the mention that I made of the Kellogg Foundation assessment earlier, that it is also valuable for us to give MA plus IGP to our kids. Because aside from facilitating great cognition, the ability to think and process information and you know, maintain good physiology, we're also countering a lot of the negative stressors that you know, our children get exposed to living in our industrialized society that are hard to avoid. And this, you know, it's always easier, let me say, to avoid falling into a hole than it is to fall in, get hurt, and then, on top of all that, have to climb out of it, right? So when we have somebody who's in good health, and we recognize that 53% of the deaths in the United States are related to cardiovascular diseases, doesn't it make sense to protect our kids? I sure think it does. So we could go on and on and on talking about all the different medical permutations of of things that aren't really needed. But I think what I want to summate with is that MA plus IGP has been shown by its ability to upregulate our body's own ability to self-orchestrate, self-modulate, self-regulate, upregulate glutathione production wherever it's needed and for as long as it's needed. Our body's ability to actually begin not only addressing many of the causative factors of heart disease, but also in dealing with the damage that's already present and healing it, and even protecting us. God forbid that we should have a crisis event happen before we get all of the work that has to get done done, so that we can be around long enough to get it done. And with that, I guess I'll turn the floor back over to you, Michael.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Fabricius. I just got to say, I am just always in awe. I mean, I get the benefit of hearing you often, but I always hear something new every time. And I want to thank you. And for those of you that are listening, and for those of you that are listening for the first time, like we've both said tonight, whether or not you're dealing with anything with your own coronary or cardiovascular or heart health situation, you probably know someone who is. So this product is a no-brainer. And I think we can all agree our hearts deserve MA plus IGP. Imagine if on Valentine's Day everybody was giving each other MA plus IGP as a gift. I'm sorry, I know it's a different kind
a
of heart
thing,
but
as long as
I like to have
with
fun.
It.
There you go. Folks, remember, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely no risk. It's amazing. Robert, I know you're still on the line here. Any last words before we close out the call?
Well, Michael, I think you guys said it best, but basically, as a last thought, I would say, you know, at Christmas and New Year's, we say, you know, what do we wish people's health and you know, financial health and wellness? I believe in Valentine, one of the nicest gifts you can give someone is to be healthy yourself. And then if you know people in your family who are in need, then offer this product with your heart, as we're talking about heart tonight, and you can't go wrong. Thanks, Michael.
Well, well put. Very well
Amen.
Put. Thank you so much. Absolutely. And everyone listening, if you have any questions about MA Plus IGP, you can email them to us at gbghealth@gbgcorp.com. And we'll get you your answers. And also then, as you experience the results you've heard tonight, we invite you to send your success stories to testimonials@gbgcorp.com. And then stay plugged in, stay tuned in. We have our weekly email newsletters that go out, our gbglife.com blog site, Facebook page, YouTube channel. And I just want to thank you all for joining us tonight, and know that you, if you've heard this call tonight, have something that someone in your life would benefit from hearing. So share this information with them and bring them back to the call next week. I want to thank Monsieur Robert Gauthier. I want to thank Dr. Christopher Fabricius. Especially thanks to Uncle Lee and also to Chris from New Jersey for their personal testimonials. And folks, we do these calls every Thursday night, so join us again next week and invite the people you know that would benefit from it. And don't forget our business presentations Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. It's either a call on this same phone number you dialed in at the same time or a webinar, which would happen at gbgwebinars.com. And then Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Pacific, we do our training presentation. We have an advanced one this week at 10 a.m., and that's also at gbgwebinars.com. And I think that's it for tonight. So thanks to everyone. I'm going to unmute the call. Let's all say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night from South Carolina.